Hiya, peepees. How are you all? Been away for a while, I know, and I'm probably not back yet for a while, but I just thought I would do a quick boo. I do apologise, because I'm permanently in what is called a knackered state, as I'm now living the student lifestyle, but only in the way of work, I'm afraid. No partying or drinking, which is a shame. Well, I wouldn't say no drinking, but certainly no partying. Just to update everybody, I'm looking forward to having a bit of a break next week, which is Friday, the bank holiday weekend. I'm going to London to visit my mummy, and obviously, well, I presume, bump into the odd one or two people in my family, and definitely meeting up with friends. So that's going to be a really busy weekend. I think I'm booked now every day that I am in London, and I'm meant to be hopefully going to the Notting Hill Carnival on Monday with one of my nieces and a couple of other members of our family, so hopefully we'll definitely do it. It should be fun, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure I will come back home thoroughly knackered, and then when I get back home, it will be I'll have to do a mock exam. Well, I don't have to, but we've decided that I'm going to do a mock exam, and then I've got my real exam on the 18th of September. So it is all going to be go when I get back home, but I did think I deserved a bit of a break, because I haven't had a break really for anyone who knows me as a personal friend of mine on here might know that I went to, I think the last time I went to, I'd see, even I can't remember, I think it was it Easter? Was it really Easter? Oh, I can't remember. I think it was April or May. I didn't think it was that long ago. But, yeah, it is quite a while, I suppose. So, yeah, I'm hoping that the weather is going to be good. But typical bank holiday, it will probably rain all weekend. But I'm hoping not this year. It'd be really nice if we had a nice bank holiday this year. And then I've done my, what else have I done? So I'm on my last ETMA now, they call them, my last assignment. Every assignment comes in two bits, which is a pain. It's almost like you have to do a double assignment. Then you never get away with just doing one. It's always two. Oh, and the last one is even a double act. But apparently for the exam, it's a similar thing as well. We've got two choices of two questions. We'll have, I think they're going to give us six choices, and we pick two out of those that you want to do. So it's all quite structured, really. So I am not looking forward to it. I don't like exams. I don't like tests of any sort, because I don't think they really, I don't know why they do some tests, because I don't really think they're that helpful, really, especially if people are nervous while doing them, because they're just not really acting normally. So I don't really know it was on the radio the other day about, you know, they were having a debate about what does an exam actually mean, because it only means what you can retain at the time to put it on paper. It doesn't mean that just because you haven't or can't retain it for that day of that exam that you're not good enough. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm not looking forward to it. I haven't done an exam for absolutely years, so it isn't something I'm looking forward to, but I suppose at least I'll have a practice, because on my next module next year of social psychology, I say next year, I'm having about a week's break, I think. Well, it won't be a break, no doubt. I'll have to catch up on what I'm catching up on. And then I'll be back studying on the 4th of October, so 18th, yeah, I suppose it's about 2 weeks, 18th, 19th, 20th, yes, 20, 30, yeah, it's sort of about a couple of weeks, roughly, and then I'll be back studying. So I shall make the most of that break. I would absolutely love to get involved in reading a book. And I think I will get a bit more time on the next course because social psychology, I'm sure it will be demanding as well because obviously it's part of a BA honours degree, the last module in part of that, so it's quite a high level. And but I'm just hoping that it won't be as bad as law in terms of the amount of work, reading and text and cross-referencing and stuff. I think we've only got like 3 books compared to... I don't know how much they'll come up in Lars Print. They're doing them in Lars Print, but it certainly won't be as hefty as what we've had in law. I mean, I've had about... I think all my books put into Lars Print and stuff were about, because I really did need to access large print computer, and I had them on CD-ROM as well, on Daisy, but it took up, I think we counted the other day, about 70, 80 books. So if you can imagine all those books, and then when you've got an assignment, you've at least got you've got your notes, you've got then about 3 or 4 books, depending on the assignment, to cross-reference, plus you've got to look up acts to cross-reference, plus you've got to look up cases. Oh, yeah, what can I say? But anyway, I've got through it so far, so I should be pleased with myself, and I am, so whatever. So anyway, what else have I been up to? I've been busy. Yes. I'm just waiting. There is a bit of news that I've got for everybody, and I'm just sort of coming to that at the minute. Bolly's decided to go right under my covers, and he's right at the bottom of my feet, in my bed, and he's decided. Ah, Bolly! And he's decided to lick my feet. He's licking my feet, silly boy. I don't know where Marley is now. Marley's right. Oh, Marley's nicked Bollinger's place, which is on the top of the pillows, which is right above my head. So Bollinger's now gone right deep under the covers and licking my feet, giving me a foot bath. Anyway, talking about dogs, I've got some news for everybody, and I'm sure some people think I'm totally mad, but do I really care? No, because I know I'm totally mad, so that's fine. Anyway, I have decided to get another baby, i.e. another dog, and I have decided to get a chihuahua, and his name will be Chico the chihuahua. Basically, I've been thinking about it for a while, actually, and you know, I don't know if anyone's listening to this and is a dog person, they'll know that the chihuahua is the smallest dog basically in the world. He'll only get to 3 pounds. Is it? Yeah, 3 pounds he'll weigh at the most. sure, it's 3 pounds, not 3 kilos. I think it's 3, well, whatever. Anyway, he's very small, and he is very, very cute. He's nearly 3 months old. By the time I get him, he will actually be 3 months old because I'm not collecting him till I come back from my trip to London. But I have seen him, I think, about 3 times now since I decided I wanted to have him. And he is a lovely boy. He's slightly long-haired chihuahua, but he's very smooth, and he's just cute. Apparently, he's got a lot of changes to go through still, as they go through changes as they get to adulthood in terms of their colouring and markings and stuff. But already he loves his mummy. He loves me already. When I've seen him all the time, he wants to come to me and he wants to give me kisses and nibble me and all sorts. And actually, it was quite funny because even when my friend was with me today, she sort of, I let her hold him, and then she sort of gave him back to me. She goes, oh, he wants to come to you. And he does, he knows me, and he remembered Emily and everything. Anyway, I'm off now. I'll be back with some news later. Bye.